Good afternoon. I'm Casey Kenny. The body of a man declared missing last week has been found by Timmins Police. The service says 39-year-old Kevin Dupere had been reported missing last Thursday, and a search was conducted in the Carrigan Road area in the following days. The man was found shortly before noon on Sunday. Police share they don't suspect foul play and deem the matter closed with no further police action required. They're thanking the public for their help in the search. Muskegwak James Bay MPP Guy Beaujouin is presenting his new bill, Chad's Law, at Queen's Park today. The private member's legislation would make it illegal to pass on a solid double line in Ontario. Beaujouin, who held a press conference this morning, says the bill was named after Chad Belanger, who was seriously injured in an accident between Kapuskasing and Valrida last year.
There was a lot of citizens in Kapuskasing who did a group called Letter for Chad in support of Chad. Accidents like this can and should be prevented. This is why I put Chad's Law forward.
Beaujouin says that his bill crosses party lines and should rally all Ontarians. The current legislation cautions crossing into oncoming lanes under specific conditions only. Beaujouin highlights the practicality of expecting drivers to account for every factor, especially the unpredictable weather conditions and varying speeds. And the union representing members of the Timmins Police Service has gone public with its concerns about what it's calling a personnel crisis. The union sent out a news release yesterday stating there simply isn't enough officers to effectively police the city. Timmins Police Association President Luke LaMarche says his number one concern is the safety of the people of Timmins and the officers on the street.
We want to make sure that we have the effective amount of officers on the streets to keep the community safe and to keep ourselves safe as well, and make sure we can make it home at the end of the day. And we're not going to allow it to get to a point where we get there, and that's why we had to raise the flag now.
LaMarche says while recruiting new officers has been somewhat successful, many current members of the force are looking for work elsewhere, resulting in a retention problem. The association has asked the Ontario Civilian Police Commission to step in and come up with solutions to keep officers in Timmins. We've reached out to the police board for comment. Be the first to know. Sign up for news alerts and get them sent directly to your inbox at mytimminsnow.com.